expired composite material that we can take donations and give you a letter to that extent. The facility is brand new. The county spent a lot of money gutting it. They didn't just do a little bit. They got a new building for us. Still is the best. Classes started 2 weeks ago. We have 30 students enrolled. They're all excited. Can't wait to get in the aviation industry. And they enjoy talking to new people because it tells them what's out there, what's going on. So if you see the students ever, please, they enjoy talking about airplanes. They talk Mr. Heller's off, here off on a daily basis, asking questions. They're enthusiastic about aviation. We just have to get them to the end of the road and get them out there in the industry. So Mr. Heller is going to spend the day with you. He'll give you a tour of the facility. Any questions you have, enjoy your day. Thank you,
Greg. Thank you. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Again, Greg, here is... somehow we're going to reel him in and get him to fill out the paperwork.
Yeah.
Remember?
Well, it's an honorary member now, I guess. I showed up twice.
he did find a Stinson project, and I believe he has to go after that. That should be an interesting ordeal.
Yeah.
Where are you going to build that in?
My garage.
Yeah. Where's your garage?
Congress.
Yeah. You have to let the students do it?
Yeah.
You have to let the students do it?
Yeah, I mean, you get all
that
free labor, come on.
Yeah. When I went through class, they had a bamboo bomber.
Yeah.
And they also had one of the students brought in the wings for his super cup.
Yeah. You know, that'd be really nice. Unfortunately, our curriculum is very detailed, very laid down, approved by the FAA. And
well, this one
too. If you get too far from that, then you get into trouble. So.
Well, the fabric section was the only time you worked on it.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm just taking delivery of the airplane. We're 2 weeks into the school. We're learning math and physics right now. So that's going to be a little ways down the road. We'll see how it fits in.
All right. I just want to read a little excerpt here that I received from EAA. It says, EAA encourages your chapter to celebrate the year's end and take time to enjoy the friendships of your fellow members. Share your stories, learn from each other's experiences, and make a commitment to try one new program, activity, or project in 2012. I think we got a pretty good start on most of that. To start off real quick here, they also sent us our... Some of these guys are collecting these things. This is for our appreciation certificate for last year of being a chapter officer. Mr. Robinson here is vice president. They're collecting. They probably wallpaper the wall. They've been here for so long. And also our technical counselor. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Then we have Dwayne Drisco. He's the lucky guy that's been the treasurer in charge of all the funds we don't have. And he's been steadfast and been a real big help to me. Thank you, Dwayne. Then we got Dennis Scott here.
Who's that?
This is my watchdog. Keeps me in line. He's our secretary, and I really do appreciate it. The hours that he has to spend in being secretary and keeping track of the paperwork and that for us is not seen by anyone. And I want you to know I really appreciate it because I do understand. Because on top of that, he is also our web editor and in charge of our website. So his hands are full. Put that next to the other 5 or 10.
Yeah, I have a few.
Other than that, I need the... There it is. We're going to try to keep it kind of short because we want to give Greg most of our attention today in the facility here so we can maybe pass it on and inspire some younger people or even some people we may know that are needing to change the way they're earning a living. And this opportunity is here if they'd like to seize it. I guess I ought to start with the reports. So we have a secretary report and a treasury report. Whichever one of you like to do first, it's up to you.
Well, I can handle that.
looks good in the past treasury report. Luckily, I don't look like I had any mistakes this time. We kind of skipped through a few meetings, so this was going to go from our November reading to our January. 19th of November, the balance on deposit for our checking account was $1,460.87. Now, I started on that because I've seen it down to $2 before. 29th of November, I deposited dues, $75. That included partial dues as well as some full-time yearly paid members. The 29th of November, I deposited a small donation of $3.84. 2nd December, paid the trophy place for a couple plaques that we donated, submitted to members. They were $69.12. 5th of January, we paid our EAA national dues to Oshkosh. It's gone up a little bit because we had the savings that are not having our building to insure, so it was $275. 12th of January, I deposited one member's dues, $20. And the 12th of January, I deposited a donation of $2.35. I'll explain that later. For 21st of January, that brings the balance on deposit to $1,217.94. Petty cash, 19th of November, with cash on hand, we had $25.17. And we bought Meaton's Donuts that day for $8.83. That brings us on the 21st of January, cash on hand, $16.34. Thank you.
Do I have a motion to accept that as read?
I'll make the motion.
Second?
Second.
So be it. Thank you. How about it, Mr. Dennis?
Well, first off, I see a bunch of new faces. I don't know if it's my memory or if they really are new faces.
No, they are. We do have new faces. Of course, here I am. I'm going to be challenged right off the bat. We have a new member. He sent me money in the mail in order to join. And Tim Peterman, back here in the back. Evidently, you know Scott and Cheryl. You have my condolences, Tim.
Seen that face before.
And then we have Rodney and his wife Sharon. Very good. They're visiting today. Hopefully, we won't discourage you. your son's name, David?
Nicholas.
Is he the one serving?
Just got on the Marines.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
He's going to Trident College Fiction Institute in Charleston.
Oh, wow. All right. Are you going to help you build that sky park?
Yeah.
Did you get those plans?
No, I didn't.
There'll be more. And Mr. Mark, you are?
Mark Davis. I got school here, just started.
Here?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually at Orange Georgetown right now for the associate program. Next semester, I'll be here.
Outstanding.
Okay, another visitor here. Luke.
Luke, how are you, sir? We met Luke at our dinner. We had 22 people show up at the dinner. Again, it was outstanding. The food was wonderful, and the company was great. Shame we can't. Well, I'm pulling the smoke up and down my mind. But we had a really good time. Thanks for coming. Again, I want to try to keep this moving. Is there anything else you had to say?
Craig, what was your last name? I forgot.
Keller.
Okay. I tried to keep a record of this.
So I interrupted on all the new faces and names. And that's
no, you did great.
Still your floor.
You did great. And the only other thing that I had, and I don't know if everybody got this memo from the EAA, but there's going to be some major changes, apparently, with the structure of the EAL, the headquarters organization. And I'll pass this around for everybody to take a look at, but you got to sort of read between the lines, but it looks like either membership must be really down, or there's just new blood up there that thinks way different than it has in the past. Because they're doing some chopping and some adding and all kinds of stuff. Sort of interesting. Okay, so I'll pass that around for everybody to take a peek at. The other big news that I have is at 2:25 yesterday afternoon, my daughter Desiree had a little baby girl.
Grandpa, way to go.
I had told Bill that I was in survival mode because I had three people out for the last 2 weeks. And, you know, we're not a big company anyhow, so three people's rough, okay? So, anyhow, she was one of those three, so.
I understand.
Make sure she go back to work.
Well, if I had my way, she'd be there now. she had a little baby girl. Ella Reese is her name. 7 pounds, full head of hair, doing great. Looks good. And so I'm real proud. Anyhow.
And Ella has a new babysitter.
Oh, yeah. We live right behind. We live in a motorhome right behind their house anyhow, so. So they got a permanent babysitter. I mean, I got a house, don't get me wrong. I don't live there. I live in a motorhome. Well, the house is in Tabor City, North Carolina, but my job's down here, so rather than drive an hour each way, you know, twice a day, I live in my motorhome. But anyhow, that's the big thing with me, and I don't have anything else.
Good, thanks, sir. Let me see here. A couple, 3 months ago, I asked what membership was present to consider on what direction they'd like to see this chapter taken in, what we can do to help it grow, any ideas, it's an open floor for it, but not today. We're going to keep it short, but please put your thoughts together and anything we can have to help this thing move along, I'd really appreciate it. It seems that the new year is going to bring a lot of new challenges yet. Unfortunately, our hobbies are rather expensive, and a lot of folks are suffering from this mess, but I think our passions will still keep it alive if we can figure out some way to work around this. I had a thought earlier, if nothing else, just throw it out on the table, give you a way I was thinking, is that maybe every 3 months, we'd have if there's a building project some member is doing at their home or something, and they want to facilitate a gathering there to see their project every 3 months or something, make a trip, see two or three of them. We used to do that with Chapter 186 up in the D.C. area, and we even wound up getting hands-on helping them when we were there because there was plenty of talent that showed up to help them do something. And that always made for a really interesting time to be... I joined back when everybody was pretty much building at their homes. They didn't have a hangar, they didn't have a shop to build in, it was usually done at the house. And so we would make our route around the D.C. area, and that was a pretty good sized area. So it did work, and it was good to get involved in other people's projects. I think with the things being what they are financially in this nation, I think the really high-tech aircraft that we've seen come along that are expensive kits and that, you're gonna start seeing people drop back to tube and rag, wood, things of this nature, and cut the cost on and still be able to fly. The flying we had back in, I guess that was November? Was good even though the weather was bad. We did quite well at it. There were some brave souls that came in that day. That's all I have to say. That wind was pretty wicked. It looks to me as though the move from Green Sea to Conway has been successful. We're attracting more interest, and it is, I think, more convenient, more centrally located. However, I'm an old country boy at heart, and I miss the grass strip and stuff like that. Somehow we're going to get around to all this. We already covered that. Oh, Gene Baker won the 50-50 raffle at the fly-in. And speaking of Gene Baker, I did speak to him the other day. He's still running around with the receipts in his pocket, so that's forthcoming to pay for our pig that he did. He's been very busy. I think he had the job of the new hospital addition down here on Merle's Inlet to put all the glass in that building. So that, amongst other jobs that he has, he's been very busy. Hardy Air Park is going to have Breakfast Club fly-in coming up Sunday, April 15th. That's this year. Congratulations, Ron. Now, prior to that, and I don't know yet, we had Green Seeds Breakfast Club. Bud and Shirley have asked to retain that, and I guess we can help them out if we can. And that's going to be on May 20th. So we have April and May that we'll probably gain a little weight in the morning. That's pretty much it on the new business, I believe. I'd like to, in the near future, consider some professional name tags of some sort for those of us that want to continue to be members. I think the EAA in Oshkosh has designated a local chapter up there that will actually make them for us at a reasonable rate. Other than that, anybody have any other new business that they think we need to cover this morning?
Well, this is old business, but that spring fly-in, if we're going to have one, we haven't had one in years because we went to Lumberton, if everybody remembers. Well, then Lumberton sort of flopped, so it leaves us without a spring fly-in. But traditionally, before that, throughout all those years, we had a spring fly-in. We're down to one now, and tentatively in November. That's another subject. But we need to really take a look at, we need some input, okay? May, maybe, April, I don't know, sometime.
Well, I'm still trying to be in touch with Doug because the county is still trying to get this one up and running for spring like they did last year, which was successful. And so that, for some reason, we're having a breakdown in communication. I don't know what's happened with Doug. I imagine being that it's moved into income tax time, he's probably stepping and fetching. And I'm going to try to contact him again on that, so maybe we can get some feedback. Most everybody,
I think it's the same weekend that Bud and Shirley got Breakfast Club. They're having a major air show at Florence, Saturday and Sunday.
In Florence.
Yeah, Mayfly on that.
Yeah.
And that would be in.
I don't think they call it Mayfly in war, but that's what it is.
So that would be you said on May
20th. I think it's that weekend. I'll open to it.
So that brings up something. That is, we don't want to obviously have those 2 days. So we contact the local.
Well, due to the fact that Horry County Airport were involved in the fly-in last year along with Doug, Doug spearheaded it. It started off where it was just going to be a gathering at the hangar to have breakfast, and it turned out to be a fly-in. So that was that came together rather nicely for a short amount of planning that was involved.
But if they're going to have one in the spring, then maybe we should consider having one in the summer. Just have one of our own, one that we can call ours.
Or maybe. I got the date that they had for April the 28th is what Comedy Fly-In was set up for.
This year? All right, April 28th.
That's actually pretty good. That's
ridiculous. Now, that was something I'm talking to after our fly-in there in November when we had the bad weather. Somebody, we're going to have to research the fly-ins that are near to us and try to back it up a month if we can. Reason being, I think we'll have better weather. We're always fighting something in November. It's a changing times.
That's Ron. That's Ron and I. That's looking at that. And I started it. I don't know if you started looking at anything. I started doing that. But it's real hard to find out what past fly-ins are. You can see on all the websites, you can see into the future,
what they cut it off as of the date that you're looking. They don't let you look back. So I got to figure out how to look back.
Then I was going to bring up with you guys what we talked about, and that is the EAA may be sponsoring this flying.
I don't have a problem with it. It's sponsoring it. You need help.
We need to sit there and talk about
it. Yeah. If it's in aviation, I get involved. Like, you know, my chain's got pretty short lately. Well, we're into the new year, and now we have the holidays and all that behind us, and maybe there's a little more time for reflection. Things settling down for all of us, I hope. Some of us need better jobs. Some of us need jobs. And the list goes on.
Except for Carl.
Okay, we'll leave that alone. And that's pretty much what I have for today. Unless somebody wants to add something to it, I want to try to keep it short.
I was going to mention, you know, for the next possible meeting, being it's still in the winter, if you want to call it winter, I think, maybe one of you guys would know, how about a tour of, like, the control tower?
Oh, absolutely. I think that would be outstanding.
Provided we can get it done. Now, last year, I guess it was, when I was up there at Stag or whatever, we went through the Wilmington car. That wasn't an issue up there. Now, I don't know whether Myrtle Beach has an issue or not.
I know the tower truck up at Myrtle Beach doesn't get anybody in there anytime you want, basically.
So I was talking about Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach can have a little bit of a problem is because of the Homeland Security routine.
Well, I know. I'm just saying it's Wilmington having a problem with it.
Well, it's worth exploring, and maybe we'll check with the powers that be and just see where it might lead. I think we ought to try to do that off from the meeting, try to get our meeting back on schedule with Conway, and maybe designate a day for the following weekend or something, or a weekend before.
Or after the meeting.
Right. Just make the trek over and go for it. Yeah, that might not be a bad plan. We've got to be creative. We've got to figure out how to maintain enthusiasm, even amongst ourselves. I find that I'm burning out at times and getting disappointed because things aren't moving the way I'd like to, and have to keep reassessing my mental attitude. I'm sure I can't be alone.
Yeah, I think the old magazines are really contributed to Mullins High School. They set up a real nice display table, you know, put a bunch of magazines and put the membership brochures up and everything. But they said there wasn't a whole lot of interest. So I'm going to take the magazines that you guys gave me, which is about $3, keep it for the next high school, which is American High School. And I wanted to know if maybe the chapter or the EAA would sponsor membership. And I think they call it a library membership, which is nothing but magazines going into an organization to high schools, you know, just so that you've got some information coming in on a monthly basis for the kids to look at.
So you mean there's this rotation of information showing up there?
Yeah, what it turned in was a lot of old stuff.
Right.
You know, it'd be good to get something new coming in and to be on a magazine rack for the kids.
Well, we have plenty. If any of us that belong to EAA is getting some kind of publication, or AOPA is getting some kind of publication, so keeping them current shouldn't be too... The most difficult part would be getting it to them.
What happened to the ANR? What happened to the ANR?
I guess we never really got to pursue it. It all came there at the end of the... come along there at the end of fall.
I got another box for
it. And that's another thing. I don't know if you guys have an opportunity. We have. We just had loads of sport aviation.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of empty shelves that we could fill.
I was going to say, operate the box that I got, and we'll see how it works out.
Even if it's old, once students start looking at that, they'll be very interested.
It may be old, but it's still new.
Yeah. Exactly.
And there's still a lot of the basic technology that's still used today. I mean, airframe is an airframe.
Yeah.
Weight and balance, and the list goes on. So, other than the new technologies and materials.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir, Scott.
I'm
How many students you got? 32?
I have...
yeah, 30 is correct.
Okay.
Five buses SWAT, student membership. Why not? The problem is, we're going to die sooner or later. We've got to get some of these younger guys in here. We've got to get them here. We've got people that are going after an A&P situation or interested in this. Give them a $5 student membership and that kind of stuff and pump in. Because, you know, we're working on projects, and if they're not working here on a weekend or something like that, they want to fool around with something, they can do that at the same time to practice some of their skills. Why not?
Well, thank you.
I make a motion that we make allowance for new students at the school year, a 1 year, $5 membership.
Second motion.
Third motion. Any objections?
Any discussions?
Any discussions? Then it's so be. We'll do that. We'll have a $5 introductory membership for a year for any students that are interested.
I'll be glad to introduce that to the students. I'm not a member of the EAA, sorry.
Oh.
I will be in the near future. Oh, so that needs to come from one of you.
$5. $5.
Well, there is one other. According to Oshkosh, though, they're supposed to be members of that. So that's enough. That is another.
We'll run it past the EAA and see what they say about that.
Or
another
trying to get 30.
Well, I'm going to call them.
Or maybe under the Young Eagles program or something else it would apply.
I don't know, but that's not a bad plan. You want to present that? Most of me presenting?
Okay. I don't know exactly how the EAA works on members, but if we didn't charge them anything, but put their name on the roll, would they still have to pay the $40 membership?
It seems to me that if we did an honorary membership for free or whatever, that would probably get around that EAA rule.
Yeah,
okay, and they would still have all the privileges that we have.
You just made
well, the other side going is once you get involved and they see the nice book that you get every month, magazine,
they might want to pay the money and join you there. Dennis had a good point earlier, the communique we had from Oshkosh. A lot of things are changing up there. Might be the right time to strike with a hot iron there and see if they won't be open to, if we have students involved in aircraft education and they're interested in being a local chapter member, but because of their financial responsibility in being involved in aviation, can we waive this them being part of the...
You know, they already have a school, too. Where are they going with their school?
Well, I guess we need to contact them and see if we can twist some arms here and find out a way to go.
Yeah,
I think it would be a benefit to all of us. We're going to have to get creative. It's getting to be a real challenge. And my local aircraft supplier... Lowe's and Home Depot and everything, their stuff's getting to be more and more junky. That's the beauty of home bills. And I run out of t-shirts, so I had to start ordering fabric to cover the airplane with. Anybody have anything else? Yes, ma'am.
Old business, it says Dwayne asked if there was an interest in a these are kind of formal meetings, and I don't know that people have as much of an opportunity to kind of hang across. I didn't know if that had actually been talked about again.
Well, not in that form, but I think what I was trying to get people to lean towards is let's think about getting a group together, go visiting somebody at the same time we'll have a hangar talk. I probably should have followed that.
I think
that.
What you're saying is let's schedule it.
Yeah.
To say this month is going to be at so-and-so's place and next month it's going to be, and I can schedule it and I can announce it. That's what we want to do, but we have to have volunteers, you know, to host it, sort of thing. I mean, it's not really formal, but you know what I mean.
If you're on enough projects, you can always meet up someplace.
Sure.
There you go.
You may regret it.
And it'll take you the next 3 weeks to fix all the problems that they can.
Well, these are things we need to discuss and consider that, and I really would like to close this and move on. I think it was Tim that's going to have to leave soon. He has to leave at 11, and he has about 20 minutes to probably enjoy what we're going to be able to see here. So, if nothing else, you can call me, email me, stay on me, ask me why I forgot, make sure I'm moving forward, and so I'm looking for someone to make a motion that we close the meeting.
Motion,
please.
Second.
Done.
Deal. Thank you, folks.
Keep
we're all yours.